Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We're talking unexpected expenses. When you got hit with a big old fat bill that came out of nowhere, and you're like, oh, that stings. That really stings. A buddy of mine had like four things happen to him. Smashed an upstairs window. Dog ate a bag of coffee. They had to take him to the vet for $750. His beehive was in the engine of his car, $350. And a squirrel was in the attic, ate a bunch of wiring. Had to get that fixed up, $1,800. So
Jeez. He's
in it pretty darn deep. How about you guys? Phone lines are wide open, 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Let's talk about those big bills. Hi, Carmita.
Hi.
Morning.
Hi, you.
Morning. Hi, guys.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on. So what was your big expense you got hit with?
We had to replace the entire HVAC system. So people don't always seem to understand what that means when you say HVAC system for some reason. Mm-hmm. They think it's just the furnace. Mm-mm. It is not just the furnace. It's the furnace and it is the AC unit.
That's right.
Oh.
They got to sync up and work together in unison.
Oh, no.
And it was the entire, exactly. They got to sync up. They got to work together. And so it was, we had to do the whole shebang. They did throw in a brand new water heater, though, so that was great.
Hey, there you go.
That's when you know you're spending money, though, is when they throw in a water heater.
What was your cost? What did it cost you?
It was about $17,000.
Oh, yeah. No.
You should have called my partners at Efficient Comfort Heating, Cooling, and Mechanical. Ding.
Yeah, wish I'd been listening to you guys at that point.
Yeah, they could have cut you a great deal at Efficient Comfort Heating, Cooling, and Mechanical.
There you go again.
I just made $200.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to do a little plug also because we're moving. The house is for sale.
Yeah.
So if anyone's looking for a sweet little townhome in Southland with a brand new HVAC system and a water heater,
give Carmita a call.
Exactly.
That's a good way to do it, Carmita. Make it work
fantastic.
For you.
I'll tell you what, though.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
You know, it's not cheap to do that, but once you do it, you realize like how crappy your old stuff was, and you're like, wow, the house is actually warm and it's actually cool. You know, it's really nice to get that done, but it ain't cheap.
Yeah, no, it is not. And it's if we were going to be staying longer, we could appreciate it more.
I was just going to say, just in time for you to move too, huh, Carmita?
Right. No, it really was because it's less than a year old. So it's like,
Hey, you know what? That's a hell of a selling feature for somebody. So.
It is.
This is what I'm saying, right?
Absolutely is.
That'll help you in the long run. Be,
you know, set like almost $20,000 that you do not have to worry
about.
There
you go. Mm-hmm. I'm sold. I'll go. I'll come buy it. Okay.
Right, exactly.
I'll be by today, and I'll buy your place. Carmita, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely.
All right.
Talk
bye-bye.
To you guys. Bye.
That's what we're talking about. An unexpected expense. $17,000
that
for
one
Carmita. That one stings definitely. Hi, Rick.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. So, what did you have to get the credit card out for?
Yeah. So this is a few years back when I was just married. We moved into our first home in September and, you know, went through the winter and all the utility bills were pretty low. And I was thinking, this is a really, really well-built house. And so I was really pleased because we could make our budget every month. Anyway, about a year and a half later, one morning our neighbor calls and says, you know, I was out walking the dog and I smell some gas by your house.
Uh-oh.
So I was like, all right, well, you know, let's check it out. We'll call the public service guys and they come out. And they're like, you know, you guys aren't on our list.
Oh,
what do you mean I'm not on your list? And, you know, we had gas for a whole year and a half.
Sure.
They're like, yeah, we apparently haven't been charging you. And so you have back payment of like $3,800.
No, they can do that?
What?
I'm not kidding. And I was like,
what?
So I'm like, you know, I'm thinking this is their fault. They've been feeding us gas.
That's right. You're like, this isn't on me.
So I'm like, totally. So I'm like, all right, we can just let this slide and let's fix the records. They're like, no, you have to pay it. So I'm like, okay, I'll tell you what, I'll do half. And they're like,
no,
your gas is off right now. So,
so they did. You had to pay it, huh? $3,800.
I had to pay it. Yeah, like 18 months of
that sucks,
of gas.
Man.
I fed us for free.
I still would have fought that.
I don't like that
at all.
To know that can happen to you is
Yeah, well, you know, as I was on hold, I started thinking, and it happened actually twice. So we have a rental unit up in the mountains, and apparently the names didn't get changed there either.
Double whammy, buddy.
This time they kind of caught up with us. They're like, you know, the last 6 months we've been, you know, we haven't billed anybody, and you are the registered owner of this building.
And you're like, not again.
I thought for sure we're going to get hit. And they're like, yeah, well, the lady was really nice. All of a sudden she's like, well, we'll just clear the record and we'll update the account. And I was like, man, thank you.
Those are big fat bills, Rick. Big fat bills. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for calling. I don't like that they can do that.
Don't either.
It totally wasn't screws his fault. You over. Yeah.
No.
Rick, thank you for calling in, man. Have a great morning. Here's Krista. Hi, Krista.
Hi.
Hi, you. So we're talking about unexpected expenses. Did you get hit with one?
Yes, we're right in the middle of it right now. I was on the phone with one of my coworkers, and I saw water coming through the exchange vent. And I pretty much went into like a high E voice of yelling at my kids, like, what's running over? And go down and shut the water off. And our bathroom upstairs, the toilet had overflowed. Uh-huh. And so we have drywall torn out of our kitchen, out of the dining room. And then the whole bathroom we had to pull out.
Oh, no. Multiple rooms.
And it's from the toilet, too.
I know.
I know. Luckily, it was clean water. So it wasn't, like, but still, anything in it.
So how much did you say the amount? I'm sorry, how much did this cost you?
Well, we're in it still right now. So we're about $5,000 right now. We decided to pull out the tub and everything. And, of course, like it's not framed right. And then the room is off. So, yeah, we haven't finished yet.
That's funny. You're like, as long as we're doing this, might as well rip out the tub.
Pretty much. So,
Krista, this is a big fat bill. Big fat bill. Thank you for calling. We got full phone lines, but thank you for calling.
Yeah. Sounds great. Thank you.
See you
Thank
later.
Thank you. Man, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Similar to that, somebody texted in and said they bought a used hot tub off of Craigslist. They brought it home and it immediately leaked. And a lot of it got into the basement, flooded the basement area. About $5,000 to fix everything off of a stupid hot tub.
Off something you tried to save money off of.
Yeah, right?
That's you were trying to save money by getting a used hot tub.
How do you pronounce five, Josh?
Man.
Julene.
It does match the song.
Good morning, Julene. We're doing great. So what was the unexpected expense?
Well, my sweet, almost 16-year-old puppy dog, Sophie, got glaucoma in her eye, which is high pressure in the eye, and so it was all swollen.
Yeah.
And apparently she was blind in that eye, so we had to remove it. And so that was almost $5,000.
Oh, to take out an eye?
I would have done it for two. I would have done it for $2,000. I would have cut you a deal. $2,000, I would have knocked that eye out.
Yeah, so now we call her Peekaboo.
Oh, hey,
that's funny. Really
cute. Little Peekaboo puppy.
Did you get to keep the eye?
No, I didn't even ask
for it.
What a lame
right?
bet. That's a
no,
lame bet.
No, you don't want
they
that.
They should offer that up. They say,
isn't
hey.
That crazy, though, that surgery for an animal costs that much money? Like,
well, it was, you know, all of the pretests and all of the stuff that kind of led up to it. And then we had to go to an ophthalmology specialist.
Of course.
A veterinary specialist.
And it's a pretty, that's a pretty big surgery to remove an eye, I would think. Yeah. So that's not cheap.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's doing great. She still walks, you know, 4 or 5 miles a day at almost 16
adapting.
Years old. So
she's that's
a trooper.
Good. Yeah.
Very
yeah.
much so. Well, we're glad your little puppy dog is doing better. Thank you for calling us and having us on in the morning.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
You too.
Aw, poor little dog.
No.
We are talking unexpected expenses. Phone lines are open, 303-691-1649 if you want to chat with JKJ. Hi, Shelly.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hello, good morning. So what did you have to fork out some cash on?
At the beginning, well, there was supposedly a hailstorm last year sometime in May. And at the beginning of April, we all got these little things in the mail. I live in a condo, in our condo. And we were hit with an assessment because since they have crappy insurance, we all have to pay a bit now.
Yep.
So we were all hit with an assessment of $5,765.
All right.
This was at the beginning of April, due April 30th.
How can they do that?
Well, that's what happens.
I have no
blows
idea.
My mind.
All HOAs, all they do is just bill you left and right for this and that. They don't have any guidelines. They don't have any rules. They just do whatever they
exactly.
want. And it's like people coming up, Shirley, how did you pay for that? And I said, you pray to the money god.
You do. No, Shelly,
you start an OnlyFans account.
You make such a good point. There's no HOA police. There needs to be.
Well,
I have not heard one HOA good story. Never have I heard a good
my
HOA
story. My
HOA
is great, and I'm on the board, so that's the best part about it.
I know
it,
you
so.
Are, but never have I heard a good story about HOAs.
I'm very
so.
We have the friendliest HOA in the state,
do you?
Actually.
Did you raise your fees, though? You probably did, because every
one of
them
raised
does.
Fees in like 5 or 6 years. But yeah, you got to keep up, because insurance goes up, maintenance costs go up. I mean,
but
it's just natural.
In this case, where it's $5,700 yeah. due in 30 days, you guys can really do that, like, without any
it
kind of notice?
It could be different, like, in condo and townhouse complexes, when you get hit with those assessments, when you all of a sudden got major things to repair. Yeah, assessments are a thing. You gotta know that.
A very harshly worded email. I would. I'd be so mad.
I see a number here on the screen with Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
This is a big number I see on the screen that Josh put on there.
Yeah, and I've been sitting here figuring it. I lied because we did something that was, my husband says, the most expensive words in real estate is, while we're at it, we may as well.
Yep.
So it was actually only $87,000 for the necessary things. The extra six was because of us.
Okay, so let's talk about the $87,000 in unexpected expenses.
My
what was that?
Gosh.
So we bought an old house. And as my husband says, the only thing that works in an old house is the owners. And we pulled out some wiring to move a plug. And although it looked great on the initial plug, it was attached to knob and tube wiring, which apparently is your way of saying I'd like to burn my house down for insurance money.
That's old. Yeah, it's old wiring.
Yeah. We had to do all the electrical. We went to change a toilet out and found we had horrible plumbing. So we had to redo all the plumbing. And then we started developing these cracks in our house.
Good God.
And apparently we used to be on an underwater waterway where
oh
you could just
gosh.
You could use the water on your own. And so our foundation was falling in. So we had to get helical piers and pump that up.
Did you guys have an inspector before you bought your house?
The funny thing is we did. None of that would have shown, because if you look at the wiring right where you can see it, it looked fine.
Right.
They piggy-tailed it on. And my husband is now a home inspector. Wasn't then. Is
look
now.
At that. Look at that.
He's an expert now.
He's very thorough now.
Yeah, he's
very thorough.
Well, I guess at $87,000, you're in the lead so far, Rebecca. That's
wow.
a winner. That's a chunk of cash.
Well,
yeah. But I bet your house looks beautiful now,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It looks beautiful. And we learned something really important. If you have an autistic child, you don't make the joke that their room is falling off the house because there are cracks. Because they think their room is falling off the house.
Oh. Noted.
Don't make me sleep here.
All they can think about. Oh, no.
Oh, the things we learn.
Rebecca, thank you for calling. You have a great day.
Have a great day, y'all.
All right, bye.
Thanks, bye.
Oh, my God. I've got a number I'm going to give you guys here in a few minutes, and I thought mine was high. Hi, Mandy.
Hi there.
Well, hi, Mandy.
Morning.
So what was your unexpected Morning. Expense, Mandy Pants?
Well, our very sweet, but also apparently really dumb, 9-month-old retriever puppy swallowed a sock. This is not the first time, but it is the first time that it got stuck. And she had to have emergency surgery last Monday to remove it, and it cost us almost $10,000.
Oh, gosh.
Darn dogs. Like, usually it's underpants. What was it with the socks? Your dog loves
I don't know.
Socks.
Apparently it's a retriever thing. I've heard it from multiple people now that they have had the same thing happen with retrievers.
Really? I have never heard that before.
Yeah.
Wonder why. Do you know why?
Know,
did the vet tell you why?
No, they just said retrievers, they see it all the time, retrievers and socks. Underwear is also a thing. It also happens. But socks. Yeah,
I'm that sure they have a very strong smell of the owner. Like, dogs can pick up on all that stuff.
I
and
love
that's
my
where
owner
we
so
sweat.
Much.
I'm
just
telling you.
Well,
like,
dogs have foot fetishes, I've heard.
Foot fetishes, and, you know, I love my owner so much, I'm going to swallow their socks.
Yeah,
that's right.
Cost them exactly.
A lot of money.
Was it your socks, Mandy?
It was not. It was my son's.
Okay.
Aww.
All right.
Dog loves him so much.
That's a pricey bill. Thank you for calling in, Mandy.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Animals are spending.
When we're done with our dog, I don't ever want
on the radio.
Yeah, Don, you're on the radio.
Unexpected expenses.
Yeah,
good
morning. That's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about, Don.
Hi.
You nailed it right there, Don.
Hello, Don.
Oh, me?
Yes. Don. Hi.
Don, who are you talking to?
I was talking to my daughter.
Yeah. Okay. We heard everything.
We heard that.
Yes.
Perfect. No. Yesterday, she decided she needed to kill a wasp in the house, and now we have to refinish our hardwood floors thanks to Zeebo.
Oh.
Zeebo?
What's that?
Zeebo, the bug repellent or the bug killer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what happened? What does it do?
Take the finish off?
Yeah, it's taken the finish off, and now it's all discolored, and you can't just finish that area. You have to finish the whole hardwood floors.
Oh, you do?
No. Are you making the daughter pay for it?
Your daughter did it on Mother's Day?
She's grounded for life.
Right? No, she was terrified, so I'll forgive her.
Oh. Did she do that on Mother's Day? You said that happened yesterday?
Yes, it was Mother's Day.
Dawn, how old's your daughter?
She's 17.
Oh no!
Oh, so she ain't paying for it.
Oh, she needs to get a job immediately and chip in. I think.
My gosh.
The only blessing is now I told my husband like last week I want to finish the hardwood floors and replace the carpet in my office to hardwood. So now we have the best reason.
Yeah, you probably told your daughter to do this. Now you're like, hey, go use this bug spray real quick.
Go hose down.
Mama really wants new hardwood floors in the office.
She was paid, but don't tell my
husband.
Okay,
we
won't tell him. Yeah,
secret's safe with us.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you for calling, and good luck with the floors, Don.
Yeah.
Thank you. You guys have a wonderful day.
All right,
thanks,
you too.
Don.
How are we looking on time? Let's do one more. Let's take, who's been holding longest? We have so many calls here. Kristen. Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Good morning. All right, you're going to get the final word on this. We were talking unexpected expenses. What's yours?
Well, we had a 2014 Honda CR-V that has moved us across the country several times. And it just decided to crap out one day.
Yep.
And that's just how it happens. And we were like, okay. So we ended up getting a 2022 Mazda CX-5, which I'm so much happier with. But it was $20,000.
Oh, yeah,
that'll get you.
That's a nice car, though.
Right out the pocket.
You're fancy.
Mazda.
Oh,
zoom, zoom.
Watch
zoom,
out.
New car ever.
Hey, congratulations.
That's a good one.
Good for you.
You're driving fast, too, Kristen.
Like Josh said earlier, you need a car, though. You definitely need a car. Kristen, thanks for calling. You have a great day. So the woman that called in with the $87,000 house bill, I thought I was going to have the most amount, but she beat me. But about 3 years ago? I think that's about right. We one summer decided to put in a shed in the backyard, which is, you know, what we wanted to do. That was just a fun purchase because I needed somewhere to put my lawnmower.
Is that in your current house?
So our current house. So we went ahead and put a shed in, which cost us like $3,000, I think, I want to say. I don't remember. Anyway, right after we did that, like a few people mentioned, the AC went out and the furnace was, you know, 20 plus years too. So we got hit with that AC and furnace at the same time on top of the shed that we put in for fun. At the same time, we noticed that the water heater, yes, was about 20 years old. So we did do the water heater as well. I went out one day to the back deck and was going to replace a few boards on there. Turns out that the entire deck underneath was rotted.
Oh no.
So we had to rip out the entire back deck and put a patio in on top of the rest of the stuff. While that was going on, the fridge went out in the kitchen. And while I was unloading, you know, wood from the deck into the back of my truck to take it down to a dumpster, I chucked a piece of wood a little too hard and it smashed through the back window of my truck. So I got hit with that too.
I'm sorry.
I know. It was like, that was like the cherry on top.
Oh my God. You must have so mad.
We called that our $35,000 summer.
Yeah.
Dude.
We spent $35,000 that summer on getting stuff fixed and repaired.
I remember you talking about that a little bit, and you just didn't look good. Like, you looked
sad.
That
was a really bad summer. And we all started it with, hey, let's put a shed in for fun. And then it was $35,000.
We're never going to recover. We're never going to recover.